we're in New York City, and Nissan has got pioneering a hybrid program with the cabs and some EV programs. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'll tell you, it's really exciting because Nissan was, you know, named Taxi of Tomorrow, which I think it's actually on one of these things here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's the taxi. In fact, that was part of our brand campaign. What if a car could take over New York City? So the NV200 New York taxi. This thing's great, by the way. It's got, you know, all the things that you hate about the current taxis out there. You've got room for five. You can only put one in the front, three. You've got ports in the back for your iPods. You've got a roof that's glass, so you actually can get in and look up and see the skyscrapers. Antibacterial seats. I mean, it's really quite. One of the cool things is I think that there's 13,500 taxis, something like that, in New York City. And if you replaced every traditional taxi with this, the footprint will save across the city of New York something the size of Central Park. I mean, it's a significant amount of safety.
Wow.
So now it gets rolled out. People aren't going to, you know, people have to start taking them on there. But it's really great. Again, just like Leaf in general, it's a great brand statement for Nissan.
Right.
Right now they're piloting 6 Leafs that are going around the city as a pilot program.
Right, right.
And there's a great article I read just a few weeks ago, an interview with one of the guys who has it. I think it's a program he rents it for, he's renting it for $1 for the year in exchange for, and he says, listen, I have to stop and I go to the quick charge station, so I got to take 15 minutes out of fares, and I plan if I'm going to go to the, you know, from downtown to the airports and what have you. But he says, you know, I make a little bit less in my fares because I'm going a little less far, but the tips are a whole lot better because it's such a great experience. And he's not paying for gas.
Right.
So the net is that he's actually making a little bit more money.
And it's really efficient on the local streets, I find.
It is.
Know.
Well, and the fact is you've
got... I've seen the number go up as I've been driving. locally.
You find, I mean, I think, and again, you take a look at the computer systems and they're gauging your efficiency and how much battery you have left and, you know, how do you optimize your driving. I mean, it's really smart. It's intuitive. It thinks ahead for you, and they keep improving those computer programs. So it's, I think the test is going to be great and show that it's actually viable. Listen, it's configured a little bit differently. It's a hatchback, you know, 4-door. This is, you know, the taxi of tomorrow will be, you know, it's like a small van with a lot more room in it. So,
right.
You know, if you get off the airplane with one of those massive things, you're not going to throw it in the back of the taxi. But it's, again, it's the test for the technology,
right.
which you know, the technology of electric and even hybrid can go into various vehicles. So it's all being studied, but it's really cool.
Love it.